Paimon Adventure 02, the podcast where I know you seek the chosen one, and I know what you did to his family. Today we are watching episode 7 of Digimon Adventure 02, episode 61 of the franchise, Guardian Angel, and you know the rest. I'm here, Nolan's here, the kitten's around somewhere.
Is it Star Wars? Is it from Star Wars?
What did I say? Did I say Star Wars?
No, the chosen thing.
Oh. No, they're... might be something Star Wars related in there, in this big list of things somewhere.
Okay, so it's not from one property. I'll figure it out.
I'll tell you, if you don't figure it out by the end of the season, I'll surely tell you. But if you want to know before then...
Yeah, no, but we'll do it that way, and I'll pretend like I already knew whenever you tell me what it was.
It's going to be obvious once you know, whether you figure it out or I tell you. So we're watching the thing, we're doing the thing, we're talking about the thing, and you're here listening on your thing. Speaking of listening, so... our podcast is graciously hosted by Spotify. So we got our podcast wrapped this last week.
Podcast wrapped pittance.
Yeah. In lieu of, you know, paying anything to anybody for doing anything.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, right. We got some information about the year that we've had on our Spotify podcast here. And I was actually genuinely a bit surprised. So let me see. Our top episode was episode 13 of season 1, the Angemon episode.
Hell yeah.
Let's see.
It had 177%
more than our 177% average.
More than our
average listeners. Yeah. 85% of our listeners discovered us in 2023, which makes sense since we barely got started at the end of last year.
Uh-huh.
Most people started with the first episode.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good.
No. That's where I recommend starting. If you guys were wondering, that's my recommended start point.
We were streamed in 9 countries.
Oh, hey.
America being the number one, but...
that's almost all of them, right?
Right. That's almost all the countries. You guys apparently are into comedy, leisure, and sports podcasts.
Yeah.
The first two make sense.
Yeah, the third one, I guess.
Yeah,
sure.
I guess fighting monsters is a sport.
Yeah.
And you guys listen to rock, pop, and rap music.
Wow, crazy.
Right.
So unique. You guys aren't like other girls. Let's see. What the 100% directly? Are you a gardener? Sorry, it's telling us a bunch of wild shit now.
Because we had a 239% growth. Almost 1,000% growth in streams and 169% growth in followers.
169%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And shout out to our biggest fans. We are a top 10 podcast for 22 fans.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. A top 5 for 19. And
damn.
Drum roll, please. That's what it's telling
we're
me.
Drum rolling?
We're drum rolling. We're the number one podcast for 6 people.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love every single one of you 6 people. I don't understand you.
Right.
But I love you, and I appreciate it.
So, yeah, whoever you are, because it won't give me that information. I've asked. I've tried. I appreciate you guys listening, and please email us at dearpodmon@gmail.com to tell us what you've enjoyed about the show and what you would like us to... some things you might want us to try. What's kept your attention? What's worked for you?
An Instagram. Have you heard of this thing, Instagram?
yeah. It's I don't have a bit. Yes, I've heard of Instagram.
Yeah, it's where all those butt ladies hang out.
Right.
There, right. It's keeping the BBL industry alive.
Right.
But also, I think it would be a good place for us to sort of connect with the fans.
Yeah.
If we're the number one podcast for 6 people out there.
Right.
They should be able to see our faces. Yeah. I think. At least my face. I'll put it out there.
So thank you for this year. I genuinely like surprised. I know six people isn't a lot, but you know, everybody counts and
six,
you are
being
special.
Being number one for six people, yeah, that means a ton to me.
Yeah, for sure. That is, yeah.
Especially
thank
when
you.
They're rock, pop, and rap fans.
Yeah.
Such eclectic interests.
There's and sports fans, and they choose to listen to our podcast,
hell
number
yeah.
one.
If your second thing that you enjoy is doing nothing, and we're your number one,
right.
That means a fucking yeah. the world to me.
Thank you guys for that, and hopefully we... let's make that number seven next year.
Yeah. Let's get another person up
right.
on the
and not lose ones. And not lose anybody. And
yeah.
then I think we're maxed out.
I mean, that's one for every day of the week. I
right.
How,
exactly. Yeah. yeah.
If I'm gonna be visiting your homes personally.
At that at that point, we're gonna have to like it's gonna have to be on like a trade off situation. One goes out, one comes in.
Yeah. A revolving donor policy.
Right.
Much like our criminal justice system, according to insane idiots.
Thank you for that. And we're coming up on Christmas here soon.
Coming all up on Christmas.
All
here soon.
Coming all over Christmas.
It's going to be a white Christmas this year.
And we have something special for our six fans on Christmas. But in the meantime, we're going to watch this episode and no one is going to tell me what this episode is going to be about.
Right. What's the title?
Guardian Angel.
Guardian Angel. Okay. So you remember Angels in the Outfield?
Yes, actually.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
Very similar, I think, plot we're going to end up with here. I think Cody's grandfather is going to leave on a motorcycle
okay.
and tell him that he'll come back to visit him whenever whatever their local baseball team is.
Right.
Because Japan loves baseball almost as much as Americans do. Probably more, actually. If they win, then he's going to come back. So... what we're going to end up seeing are Guardian Angel Digimon appearing on the baseball field. And although they're attempting to help the team win, they end up accidentally massacring the opposing teams, which gives us the same effect wherein, you know, if the other team forfeits, you've technically won, especially if they've been beheaded by, you know, like an Angemon or an Angewoman.
Philosophical conundrum, though.
Yeah.
How can they forfeit if they're beheaded?
It's more like a puppet show at that point.
Okay.
But I would say that, you know, a forfeit's a forfeit.
Yeah.
If you can't put somebody up on the mound, then you're fucked.
Right, yeah.
So, Danny Glover is still going to show up in this.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's better than I could hope for from this episode.
A little too accurate this time, I think.
Little too accurate, yeah. Angels in the Outfield still isn't on Disney Plus.
Like, that's wild.
That is wild. Like,
it feels like all the ones that had like a lot of soul and were like awesome are not on there. You know?
Yeah. Was the Big Green? I'm pretty sure the Big Green was Disney.
The fuck is the Big Green?
Yeah, it is.
I thought it was called Green Mile.
No, different green.
Yeah.
A group of bored misfits become local soccer heroes in a sleepy Texas town.
Oh, okay. And that's why I didn't hear about it. My parents were pretty convinced that soccer would turn me gay or Muslim for some reason. I don't know. I don't understand that last one.
I do. Heavyweights is on here. And I'm guessing, Disney Channel original movie called Double Teamed.
Okay. All right.
Double Teamed.
Yeah.
But
that,
yeah,
like tennis.
No, it looks like basketball.
Oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
But
yeah, it's just called doubles in tennis. I don't know what I'm thinking about.
How was your recital?
Great. Kids played great. I only had a couple students that wanted to do it this year.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones that did play played really well. I've got one student that's doing or did Blue Bossa by whatever the fuck that guy's name is, that sort of like introductory tune to Bossa Nova.
Mm-hmm.
And he played very well. I should have given him the coda because I just had the track fade out and he may have overplayed a little bit at the end.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine. He did great.
Good. Well, enough about our personal lives. Let's watch the episode and we'll be right back. And we are back. Welcome back.
Back in the saddle again. Sorry.
Well, you're good.
Steven Tyler just walked in again.
Oh. It's a little bit late. I thought just,
he said he didn't want to miss a thing, but he got here.
Well, he missed the episode,
yeah,
so.
Pretty much.
I guess he closed his eyes and fell asleep.
Yeah. Oh, well. He missed him. Babe.
So so we open in the digital world with everybody taking down control spires and
just really, really more efficacious work than we've seen on screen yet this season. So
we're 7 episodes in and we're still dealing with this threat. We need to fucking hustle right now. there's one more spire in the area, but Greymon is too far, so the new kids go after it. It seems to be in a domed city, not unlike one of those things you shake with the snow in it, as Davis would call it, or a snow globe, as a person with a single brain cell might call it.
Yeah, like a plasma dome city, you might say, like
mm-hmm. a TMCR.
Yeah.
So they're outnumbered by the Gardromon in the area, so they decide to regroup, although Davis isn't too happy about it, but he agrees, and they go back to the real world, all except for Kari, who is trapped in the city by one of the Gardromon, who blows up the TV before she can jump in. So Kari is trapped on her own. And everybody else is back in the real world. Now, my first thought is, like, she may have to walk a ways. Oh, she may have to fly because she has Gatomon with her, so she can fly onto Ferdimon. And they got into the city, so there must be a way in and out of the city. So, like, she's not trapped there. It's inconvenient.
Yeah, I think
for her,
it's more like she's trapped in the sense that it would be dangerous for her to try to escape due to all the Gardromon.
Right. But also, her partner is a cat.
Yeah,
I'm sure they can like figure out a way to sneak by.
I bet. Yeah.
Probably.
A little contrived.
Little bit contrived. Although it is nice to. On one hand, it's nice to actually have a like. Trapped in the digital world scenario, but also at the same time, it is kind of telling of this season that has to be a contrived one-off episode kind of thing of, oh, Kari's trapped in the digital world. And I can just see fucking like Ty and Izzy fucking James Franco first time.
Yeah.
meme. Back in the real world, Davis blames TK for Kari getting left behind. And to be fair, so does TK. Blames himself.
Yep.
And then TK and Davis decide to go after Kari, but Yoli and Cody stay behind to cover for them.
Yeah, and get a hold of the earlier member, the members of the original Digidestin team.
So Davis and TK go back to the digital world. Davis flips a coin to determine which one goes to rescue Kari. Davis wins, but it's a trick quarter, so they both go. Which, like, and I get why Davis would want to go on his own.
Yeah,
like to rescue Kari. Wouldn't want TK to steal his thunder.
Uh-huh.
But also, like, why did TK even entertain that, or like
to pick heads or tails? That's kind of all he gives them,
right? But like seriously, Davis, there's, and we'll get to this in a minute. But like, the five of us got overwhelmed by all the Gardromon in this city. We should probably, the two of us, at least go and rescue Kari. One of us shouldn't stay behind and watch the car. I don't know, like...
Yeah, that's really stupid. Also, what is Davis's, like, real motivation here? Because, like, sure, yeah, all right. I know you don't know what sex is, you moron. Like, not that you should be thinking about that at your age anyway, but just, like, what do you hope is going to happen? Is Kari going to hold your hand? I mean, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
But, yeah.
He wants to be her knight in flaming armor.
Yeah.
Digimon Emperor abuses Wormmon, as he is wont to do more and more frequently, and sends someone special after Kari, which we will come back to in a minute. And there's a Gardromon, guarding the city.
Oh, I just got that.
Yeah. it's a guardian, or... Okay, so...
Wait, yeah, no, the dro is actually weird now.
I mean, okay, so in the case of Gardromon, I want to say, like, guardian robot monster.
Yeah, okay.
But Andromon digivolves from Gardromon, and Andromon is clearly android monster.
But, which is weird, because he's, like, got, like, human parts, so that would mean that he was a cyborg.
Right.
Not an android.
He's Cyborg 00mon.
Yeah, if anything... Gardromon are closer to being an android.
Yeah, for sure.
More robotic, though. Anyway.
But, yeah. Vimon's about to go take him out, but TK notices that there is no control spire around, and let's be honest, he wanted to flex on Davis a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, so, Patamon digivolves to Andromon, or Angemon, for the first time this season. And Davis does not take this news well, or the fact that Gatchomon digivolves to Angewomon,
yeah,
making them a natural pair.
Is there? He asks if there's an Ange baby.
Yeah,
Davis
is trying to cope.
Yeah.
And is like, please tell me there's some kind of angel thing that Vimon could transform into.
Yeah.
Which, to be fair, like, it's not like Patamon and Gatchomon. They're holy, but there's not like they are like angels themselves.
I
like,
think it's just because they've accepted the light of Christ / Kari into their hearts.
Yeah.
So they're allowed to transform into angels.
Yeah. But it's not, it's...
Sorry, digivolve.
It's not impossible that Vimon would have an angel...
No.
...champion
form. Yeah, it could happen.
Like, it could totally happen.
Yeah.
I
heard the good word.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I mean, I feel like it actually technically is, but I don't think from the lore that's established at this point in the franchise that it would be impossible for Vimon to have an angel form. But Davis is just trying to cope and is just like, please tell me you turn into like Angel Dinosaur Mon or Angel Soccer Player Mon.
The two things Davis knows anything about.
Right.
Dinosaurs and soccer. We know he's not good at soccer. So he's probably not good at dinosaurs either.
Matt goes to cover for Davis, but June catches on to the fact that he's lying. So she blackmails him into going on a date with her.
Yeah.
Because she is, well, she's June.
And that's how 12-year-olds think.
Yeah, I'm guessing that June, I don't know, actually.
June is Davis's younger sister.
Older
right?
sister.
Older sister.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, that makes more sense.
So, Davis and TK and Kari, and I want to say Yoli, are 11. That's how the average group was last season. The older kids are like 14. So I'm guessing that June is either 13 or 14 would be my guess.
Yeah, that's when they start to learn about blackmail, I think.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I actually know that adds up. Thinking about how I was treated by 13 and 14-year-old girls.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Back in the digital world, back in Plasma Dome City, Pegasusmon and Flamedramon are fighting the Gardromon. the Gardramon that overwhelmed five of them earlier. Now the two of them have it all under control. It's no big deal. They've got this. Once again, a little bit contrived, but it's fine. They find Kari and Andromon. Andromon does not seem as happy to see Kari as she is to see him.
Yep. He's got some new jewelry, specifically a choker.
Yeah.
That is actually a black ring.
He is rocking that dark bling. The cavalry arrives with Ty. Andromon seems to remember Ty, and his dark ring starts to short circuit. He grabs Jesus, and she cries special tears on him, and he remembers her and mentally pieces together his memory of the picture they took, and he's all better now on his own, and breaks his dark ring.
Yep. And Kari says, it is done.
Right.
It is finished or whatever.
He breaks out the tit missiles and blows up the control spire. And everyone returns home to find Izzy waiting for them, who is upset about being left out. Which he makes a good point.
He makes a great point.
He has certainly gotten them out of more scrapes with his, as he says, particular set of skills than as Matt and Ty. And if you like, especially with Ty, if you do like a balance sheet of all the scrapes that Ty got them into and the ones he got them out of, I think Izzy comes out square ahead.
Yeah.
In that contest. Yeah, like, Izzy's never... Only time that Izzy was a problem was when he was on his own and he traded his brain for drug money.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, Izzy's never been a problem. It's only ever been the solution to literally all of their problems. And Matt's dad tells him that June called and booked them a date at the most expensive restaurant in town. And finally, Boy Wonder schemes in his bedroom about how to get rid of the Digidestined Digivices. Oh, yeah. And they named the Digivices. I guess they had to, like, come up with a reason why they were called D3s in the marketing. So Izzy says that they have three functions. Digital, detect, and discover, I think he says. Which
Digivolved? Was it Digivolve or... Or just digital, because that doesn't make
I don't
any goddamn sense.
No, it doesn't. Shit, let me see if I can find a transcript for the episode, because I'm...
Jesus Christ. It's got three settings. North, digital, and cold press. Froth? Foam and whip.
Okay, let's. Okay, it's in here somewhere.
Yeah, we'll find it. We'll find it.
Yeah.
It's a stapler. It's a it's a hole punch, and it's a hot glue gun.
No, it is digital, detect, and discover.
Digital. Detect and discover. Two of those are the same thing.
Right. And one...
And one doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Fuck. Was this a Boss thing? Is they're trying to sell it, like, next to DD3s? They should make a guitar pedal that looks like the second generation Digivice, though.
Mm-hmm.
I would totally have one of those.
Oh, for sure.
What effect do you think it would be? What effect do you associate with...
I mean, it would have to be a multi-effect, right? Like, it'd have to have at least a digital on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. Okay.
No, I like a digital delay.
Right, sure, if you want to be boring about it. Okay, yeah. What other... Okay, delay, distortion. What's another D word, yeah.
Dampen? No, he already said that. Drive, I guess you could say. Drive is the third one.
Yeah. Yeah, that works.
Sure.
Just
yeah, because two of those are the same thing.
Yeah.
And if it only has one button, the first one doesn't make sense.
So that's the episode.
Yeah.
Any good words for us?
Yeah, we got some good words. First off, we have Cody just shitting on Davis in the first scene. Like, it's wild that, like, Cody is the youngest, but is still higher status in the group than Davis is.
Right.
Because he's like, I still know when somebody's being a jerk. Whenever Davis is like, hey, I'm older than you. Let me be an asshole. When Kari is writing her, like, I'm okay email to the rest of the group, she says she apologizes if any of her words are misspelled.
Right.
It's pretty silly.
Oh, humble Jesus.
We already talked about the tales on both sides thing. Whenever Wormmon is talking to the Digimon Emperor, Digimon Emperor says, never call me anything but master, which is like, yeah, I mean, we know what the sort of tenor of their relationship is, but it's right. It's a little obtuse at that point. Whenever Ty is trying to lie to his parents, he just puts zero effort in every time we hear him do it. He says, my friends are doing an experiment on gravity or a project on gravity. They need to see how long I can stand on my head.
Right. Yeah.
Which proves nothing about gravity.
Right.
Like, just standing up is doing the same amount as standing on your head vis-a-vis gravity. I don't. Anyway, whenever fucking Andromon is getting busting into Plasma Dome City, the Andromon, the one Andromon, or the one Gardamon, Gardramon they have posted at the front, just gets immediately destroyed.
Yeah.
But Andromon, one of his only words, or one of the only things he says in this episode, is "I nailed him." Let's see. Please hold for the Digimon Emperor. It was pretty funny. Whenever Vmon is, or whenever Flamedramon is knocked down by Andromon's attack, Vmon falls to the ground after digivolving, and Davis runs up to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, are you all right, little buddy? And Vmon's like, you're kneeling on my tail. Just a little silly bit. Whenever Andromon is trying to remember the Digidestined, as they're like all the pieces are coming together in like the visualization of it, he they had him say, "I love jigsaw puzzles." It was just a silly little line there. But yeah, that's it for me.
Speaking of Andromon, we are reintroduced to him as an Antagomon this episode
again.
Yeah. Well, what's that? First episode, Greymon, Garurumon. No, it's not. Okay, it's not exactly the same. It was episode 5 of the first season, but it's in roughly the same spot.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Andromon as our Antagomon this episode?
I like him. Ranking wise?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a Samsung, I would say. He's the only character to have an internal conflict and to like be able to withstand and destroy the Black Ring on his own.
Yeah.
It's also worth noting that like Kari was very cool in this episode because she was just like brave enough to rather than just try to fight their way out of it, she tried to, you know, turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
So to speak. And in doing so, you know, made everybody, I think, better for it.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if they would have been able to take Andromon anyway.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Yeah. He knocked them down pretty fucking quick. And
yeah,
Andromon, like, he didn't, like, stand much of a fight, but he still, like, held his own for a minute against Piedmon.
Yeah.
Like, Andromon is a fucking tough cookie, so they didn't have a chance against him. And, you know, there might be something to do with the Dark Rings and Ultimate Level and higher Digimon, like Andromon, that may be addressed in the future. And ooh, if it is, I wonder, if the Digimon Emperor does manage to get a better control over the more powerful, fully evolved Digimon, what the kids are going to do about that. So,
stay tuned.
Indeed. And finally, how are we ranking this episode?
I'm going to say this was a... Man, this is a good egg. I'd say it's a good egg.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would honestly... If the focus of the episode had been on Kari, like, if all we knew was... I could have gone without Angemon. He doesn't really do anything. If all we knew was Davis and TK go to rescue her.
Yeah.
And we catch up with them later and her basically rescue herself.
And everyone.
And everyone. And we follow her and Gatomon trying to get out of the city. I would say this would be our first Fabergé. Yeah.
Fabergé Digi Egg.
But since we... the episode's focus was split. It didn't treat Kari like a damsel in distress, I don't feel like. We just didn't get enough time with her in her scenario that would have been more interesting to follow than the boys bickering about angels and dinosaurs and soccer players. So, yeah. But all in all, a good episode. And we will be back next week with episode 8, Ken's Secret.
Who the fuck is Ken?
Who is Ken?
Oh, Kenji?
Yeah. Who is Ken? We'll find out next week on this podcast that you're listening to. Hear us then. Goodbye.